a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It is the Thursday night edition of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and it is going to be open lines tonight. Glad you're with us as we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. I haven't quite decided what I want to do tomorrow night, since likely we will not talk on Christmas Eve or Christmas night, and I don't know what we'll do for tomorrow night. We'll see. And we may do something special, or I've had something rolling around in the back of my head that we might do. Or we might just have the Young Guns Roundtable tomorrow night. That might be good, too. Lee Rogers and I had talked about that earlier. I don't know. We'll see. It's kind of like I just get these weird ideas in my head, like, okay, let's just do this. And that's what I do. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And so Kimberly's over here begging for Christmas music, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm begging for Manny.
Oh, yeah, like a whole show with Manny? That would be cool tomorrow night.
Yeah.
A whole show. We interview Manny.
Manny Rock.
Yeah, Manny is the producer's producer. When you want to talk about producing, you talk to Manny right there. Boom, wham. And answers are more than abundant with Manny. And we got some interesting stuff on the program tonight. Got a clip I just came across. Literally, a caller had mentioned this to Lee Rogers during his program, Live Free Die Radio, here earlier tonight on RBN, about Richard Gage in a kind of a webcast with the folks at NIST. And it's a two-hour deal. Of course, we're not going to play that. But we've got Richard Gage's comments that we're going to play. And this is in regards to the collapse of Building 7, World Trade Center 7. And evidently, Gage lays out quite a bit of stuff. He and his legal counsel are there. If you don't know who Richard Gage is, he's the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And you know, this is and I don't do a lot of stuff on 9/11 and haven't for a while. But man, when you've got somebody like this NIST organization who has bungled these investigations into why these buildings collapsed, and they come out with a conclusion when even their own experiments and things show a different outcome. I mean, they tested the steel in the, from the World Trade Centers. They set up an experiment. Fires burn hotter, burn longer with steel just like that. Same type of girder system, the whole nine yards. No weakening with hotter fires and longer burning fires. It wasn't no jet fuel. That Al-Qaeda jet fuel didn't have anything to do with it. So we'll play that clip. I got a quick clip of Ron Paul and some Ron Paul supporters calling C-SPAN to talk about the fact they donated money. That we're asking if people had donated money, and some of these people with very compelling stories. Back with that and so much more. This is the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
On the Midnight Rider, I had to pop over to the Midnight Rider chat room. Oh my gosh! The headline reads: Former President Clinton says his wife was a world class genius when it comes to improving the lives of others. A world class genius. Oh my! Do I want to click the link to see what the article says? I don't know. Oh my gosh! Chat rooms are open, by the way, at both republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com. Just click the chat link at both websites. And you are in. Let's do Mouse Couture roll call real quick here. We've got Catherine, CPR Radio, Crooked Eye, Fresh, Grump, Chris, Lost Dog, Omnipotent, RB and Manny, Steven Vista, Suzette, Techie, and Wolf. Manny's probably starting to get material for his guest appearance tomorrow night. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Calvin, Chowda, Doug Fateswebb, Josh, Chris Lee, Low Tech, Lucas, Manny, Michael Vale, Rob, the Double O Viper, and Uber Noob. It's a good thing, though, Manny's keeping an eye on both places because you never know what's going to happen. And all right, okay, I'm tempted. I'm clicking the link. I've just got to see this. I've got to hear this. Yeah, former President Clinton says his wife is a world-class genius when it comes to improving the lives of others. Oh, he's in a two-hour-long appearance today, describing at length what he views as the nation's biggest challenge. I guess it was in New Hampshire. But she's a world-class genius. My wife's a straight-up world-class genius. I think we'll be hearing Ronnie Millsap tunes from Bill Clinton. You know, she was a wasn't by a stand-by-your man woman. Well, I think he's a stand-by-his-woman man, especially when she's got a tight leash on him. But then again, I would imagine that he loves it, knowing that that the people will probably elect her because of him. You know, he's probably going around, I tell you what, that's great. Hillary thinks she's got some talent, but she don't realize it's all about me. We sent her back to Arkansas, nobody'd forget. A world-class genius. Not just a genius, but a world-class genius. At least he didn't come out and say she's a brick house. That's a positive. if you'd like to contact me, got ideas, guest suggestions, or information, news, and the like, drop me a note. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com, mike@midnightridershow.com, and let me know what you found. I had a little trouble with the email today, so I wasn't able to get into it earlier, and I don't know why, but since it's my server, I guess I better find out. So we'll find out. Some of the email works, some of the email works, and some of it doesn't. I've got one account on there that just will not work, and I've done everything but drive down to Dallas with a hammer. And yours it doesn't work either. Well, now I know. So we'll find out what's going on with it tomorrow. I think I might have fixed your stuff though, in while we were at it. But thanks. All right, this whole thing with Ron Paul and this donation from this Don Black guy. Evidently, Mike Rivero posted some stuff on it on his website, whatreallyhappened.com, that they're linking him to being a secret white supremacist. This guy gave $500, and now they're saying that that Ron Paul was hanging out with these guys in a restaurant, which I find pretty hard to believe. And there's a picture, of course, with. It just happens to be a picture with him and this Don Black guy at a public forum. And the thing is, a candidate is going to take pictures with anybody who wants to take one. And so I think there's going to be a stink about this. People are going to holler and scream. But I think Ron Paul's right. Why give it back? I mean, why give it back and say, oh, because you didn't like what I did with it. Okay, I'll give it to somebody else. Oh. I mean, it's insane. Why not spend it for the cause of freedom? And if you got a guy that's so freaking small minded that he thinks that you know that he's got to be a white supremacist, then he's out 500. I mean, Ron Paul's campaign is inclusive of all people. I've seen it. I went to a rally where the MC was a black man. How you like them apples? It's a bunch of crap anyway, but it's going to hit. And there's one guy who's evidently written on his website. This guy, some guy named Bill White, I think is his name. Nice, appropriate name for a white supremacist. He knows, and they mention a restaurant. And of course, all these the places that Ron Paul they eat at, where they stay at, they're on FEC records, Federal Election Commission records. So they could have picked out anything just to kind of to muddy the waters. We know that these groups like Stormfront and a number of these white supremacist groups always have had ties back to the CIA, FBI. I mean, shoot, a big riot that happened down in Orlando last year was started by a neo-Nazi down there who, guess what, just happened to be a paid FBI informant. And every time that's always the case. But this is it's going to get a lot of mainstream media coverage. Do I think Ron Paul still should give it back? No. I think he needs to stick to his guns and say, hey, you know, we spent the money. Why am I going to give $500 back? Because the guy's an idiot. Is Hillary Clinton going to give all that money back that she got from the Chinese military in the names of people who couldn't ever donate that much? I mean, they went and did some digging and found out that some of the people that claim to have donated to her campaign are like on a fixed income, living in a house, in a ramshackle house with no savings, no money, no nothing, but yet they're able to donate thousands to her campaign. Not once, but a number of times. She's also been given a $20,000 donation from a drug smuggler, cocaine smuggler. Verified. She's taking pictures with a guy. But then again, listen, it's Deborah Hillary. She's a world-class genius. She knows how to improve the lives of people. I guess cocaine smugglers help keep them out of jail. She improves their lives. Takes a $20,000 check, improves their life. That's the problem. There's too much life improving going on for everybody but the American people. That's the problem in a nutshell. There's people saying, "Oh, we ought to give it back and give it to another organization. Donate it to charity." Well, why? Why not use it for what it was donated for and go on? I'm sorry. I mean, it's Ron Paul. He's used it. Keep it. Let it go. I mean, but again, I think if it comes up even more, I think I'd start pointing to, hey, Bill Clinton had more money. Hey, you know, the donations that Clinton got, Bill Clinton, from the Chinese. Well, then again, that wasn't really a donation. That was a trade for all the technology he gave them. That's why their military is coming up to speed. That's why they're orbiting the moon right now. I mean, before the Chinese could not have marched their way out of a paper bag. I mean, Bill Clinton did everything but, I don't know. He did everything but set it up for them. It's crazy. But this guy's a white supremacist and he's donated $500. Big deal. I mean, what is she going to give the $20,000 back from the cocaine smuggler? No, because she's world class genius. Right there, straight up, Clinton has said it. She's a world class genius. But this is the only thing they can find on Ron Paul is that some dimwit decided to donate $500 to his campaign. And Ron Paul would rather use it to advance the message of liberty and freedom than give it back. You know, so what? I mean, to me, it doesn't matter what color you are, whether you're black, blue, brown, green. We all put our pants on the same way, and we all come from the same place. Ain't nobody any better than anybody else. And quite honestly, if you think otherwise, there will never be freedom in this country. Never. Freedom for some, freedom for none. Yeah. Or that's essentially what we're saying. You know, freedom for those that are a member of the club and for others, no. Freedom's freedom, folks. Everybody around this world, all colors, creeds, religions, crave freedom. We seek it. As long as you're an American, I don't care what you look like. Back in just a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
On the Midnight Rider, let's go straight to the telephone. Steve in California, thank you for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard. Steve, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks. You know, the use of the race card is a Talmudic thing that dates from the early days of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, as you know. Which gave birth to the JDL and the JDO and the JDA and every other Jewish terrorist organization in this country. And it was used as a scam to cover up anything that ZOG, Zionist Occupied Government, did in this country, and for a long time. The problem is this. If folks who are searching for the truth... Now, if somebody is a full-on, spineless hater of other people because of how they're born, there's no reasoning with them. And I won't even try at that point. But other folks who are keyed off at the use of racism to divide people, but who fall for the Talmudic race card and reply in the same fashion, are, whether or not they know it, and they should know it, and they must know it, and they must not do this, falling into the Talmudic race card trap. To be pawns in this dialectic, Talmudic game of this or that. You know, you hate those people, you hate these over here. I don't hate anybody. I don't hate Jews. I hate Zionism. I don't hate Jews. There's a difference.
Exactly. It's the ideas you despise, not the individuals.
Precisely.
Yeah, I agree.
And we have got to get that out there so that people understand that what we're... I mean, I think Alfred Lilienthal, an Israeli Jew, was a prince among men. How he avoided being murdered by the Mossad is beyond me, but he did, and he stood up for the rights of the Palestinians. Okay? The point is this. We can't get ourselves down into that snake pit, or we will be made voiceless because nobody will take us seriously.
Sure.
And the other point that I wanted to make is that if we really want to advance the cause of a patriotic constitutional government in this country, we've got to be very clear in how we speak and don't get tricked into... It's really the same point reiterated in another fashion, but we can't speak from anger. I mean, there's a temptation to do that at times. There's a temptation to get so damn ticked off, but they will use it against us because, believe me, the only thing the media will ever quote will be that one thing we said that was really angry. The rest
exactly.
of it
Oh, sure.
It'll go by the wayside.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about this is, I mean, you know, here's a picture that somebody happened to dig up that somebody posted on the internet of at a public forum where some guy comes up and says, hey, can we take a picture? Sure. You know, those type of things that where they lump a bunch of things that are just sheer coincidence into stuff. And you don't know the background of a lot of people involved in this type of stuff. And that's what bothers me about this, you know, because, again it's what you're saying. They want to take the focus off the ideas because they're afraid of the ideas.
Oh, yeah.
The ideas scare the establishment to death. I mean, if these ideas take root across the country, this establishment is finished.
Yep. Yeah, that's a fact. And here's the thing. From the earliest days of the ADL and everybody else that imitates them, and it includes Dershowitz and all the rest of them,
right.
And I'm not saying you don't speak out against what an individual has said or done. When they say or do something wrong, you say you did wrong.
Right, exactly.
That's not the same thing as hating. That's not it at all. That's telling the truth is all that is.
Exactly.
But the point is, from the earliest days of this, they have used this anti-Semite, hater, racist tag to brand anybody that disagrees with their racist hating agenda to destroy everybody in their path, in their way, to what they believe to be their rightful world domination, which is based on Lurianic Kabbalism, which is Satanism and a total rejection of God in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that may be a little deep for some of the folks listening. Do search terms on the internet. Don't take my word for it. Go look at it. Arya Luria, Kabbalism. Go look these things up. See what's behind the Likudniks in Israel and how IPAC translates their desires into our government's actions, which is where the Patriot movement should be really rightfully angered at what has occurred, which is the taking over of our government for the sake of Israel waging war on the entire Middle East, which is an insane plan in the first place.
Sure it is.
And so the thing, if we want to take this back and prevent it from happening, okay, we've got to make our points clear. We've got to make them cogent in the fact that they're not based on hatred. They are based on justice. And,
right.
And I'll leave it there. And Mike, thanks for the program. It's great as always.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Good points. And yeah, I mean, it has to be about justice and equal justice for all. If you're going to have freedom, it has to be for everybody or nobody's free. You know, that's it in a nutshell. You know, you're free to do what you want to do as long as you're not infringing on the rights of somebody else. That's how I see it. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
1, 2, 3.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I know for sure.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you know, this type of thing is just a smear, and they are afraid. I mean, there are articles starting to come out that Ron Paul can be the spoiler, and they're not just from fringe writers. We're talking AP. I've got it right here. Where's it at? Right here. Associated Press. Ron Paul shaping up a spoiler in Rays. It wasn't long ago that Representative Ron Paul was an anti-war asterisk in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Then his campaign raised a record $6 million in a single day. Now the libertarian-leaning Texas congressman is looking like a possible spoiler with an eclectic tech-savvy following, and an astounding $18 million in donations raised in less than 3 months. It's sort of gotten out of control. I don't know what to do about it, he told one audience recently in mock frustration. At the current rate, it is some of his better-known rivals who might have cause for concern. Polls give no indication that Paul could win any primaries or caucuses, but his appeal to independents in particular could make a difference in contests in New Hampshire, which votes on January 8th, or in Michigan, where a primary is scheduled 1 week later. Just an aside here, ABC, in one of their latest polls, the ABC News poll has Ron Paul at 8% in Iowa. And that's a jump from just a few days ago. And he's been nationally been trending around 6 or 7% the last couple of days. And I think he's going to do great in New Hampshire. He speaks their language in New Hampshire. But they're still showing Mitt Romney ahead in New Hampshire. And I find that very, very hard to believe. But then again, most of these polls are directed at people that are not part of Ron Paul's base. But yet, the numbers are going up, which says that his name recognition is getting better, which is a good thing. Senator John McCain of Arizona, for one, hopes to appeal to independents in those states, both of which he won when he first sought the White House 8 years ago. Paul's literature says he never voted to raise taxes, a point that could get him a look from backers of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Other contenders have been losing ground slowly in statewide New Hampshire surveys. Former New York Mayor Rudy Poot Giuliani, former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson, for example, would be hard-pressed to explain if they wind up trailing a man who says the United States needs a more humble foreign policy in an age of terrorism. I submit to you, though, this age of terrorism is manufactured. The attention is going to a 72-year-old physician who pursued an interest in free market economics and a career in politics. Addressing a breakfast audience recently, he was as scathing in his denunciation of President Bush's stewardship of international relationships as he was of Bush's economic policy. I want the foreign policy of our founding fathers. No entangling relationships, he said. That means trade with Cuba, ending penalties against Iran, and above all, getting U.S. troops out of Iraq. All this death and destruction. We blow up their bridges, we're taxed for that. Then we're taxed to rebuild their bridges, and our own bridges are falling down. He said, drawing a connection between the war and unmet needs in this country. And, here you've got the Associated Press that he says he's a possible spoiler. So obviously he's gaining traction. You've got Karl Rove, who's afraid of the momentum that Ron Paul is gathering, afraid that people will jump on a bandwagon. We talked about that briefly last night. And so these type of things are going to come out. They're looking for anything they possibly can do. I think Ron Paul just needs to, you know, say, look, hey, I don't support this guy. Took a picture with the guy, so what? I used the money to forward the message of liberty and freedom, and I'm going to continue to push the message of liberty and freedom. You want to talk to me about liberty and freedom? Great. Not otherwise, have a great day.
That's,
I think that's just how you do it. And stop messing around with these people, because that's all they want to do. Just like with Glenn Beck the other night, they wanted to get him in a trap. And Cavuto yesterday spent like 2.5-3 minutes of his interview with him talking about stupid, fluffy Christmas ads. Stupid. And you got Beck trying to lead him down all these directions and then, you know, try to dress Ron Paul down because of some of his supporters that also believe 9/11 is an inside job were given death threats to Glenn Beck. But at the same time, Beck said he wanted to kill Michael Moore. Huh. Pot calling the kettle black, I would think. But Ron Paul is breaking out. And this message going for over $18,400,000 have been raised this quarter. There's a blimp flying around on its way to New Hampshire. I think Huckabee's trying to get a blimp. But the thing is, they don't have any, there's nobody supporting him. The Ron Paul message board, just to kind of give you an idea of the difference. The Ron Paul message board has over 10,000 members. Huckabee's Huck's Army Forum, a little over 1,000. I think 1,830 recruits is what they call it for 1,830 recruits the last time I looked at hucksarmy.com. They're trying to have their own money bomb on the 27th of this month. I think when I checked it the other day, they had like $44,000 pledged for the 27th. $44,000. But there's no excitement about Huckabee. Huckabee is beginning to fall. Hey, heck, Huckabee's afraid to even go on and meet the press. They won't have two weeks to prep, but they can't because they're in the middle of this race in Iowa. Everything for Huckabee relies on Iowa. If he comes in third or further down, in my opinion, in Iowa, Huckabee's through because he has no money. They've only raised like $4.5 million this quarter. They're trying to get five by the end, which is why they're going to try to do this money bomb to get him over the $5 million mark. I mean, shoot, they had to have a donation campaign just to get gas for the bus, and that tells you right there that there's no enthusiasm in Huckabee. There's no enthusiasm in Giuliani. None in Romney. Romney's putting his own money into the campaign. Ron Paul has a shot, quite honestly, of raising as much money as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who's a world-class genius, by the way. So, I mean, he's on a par with those folks. But it's not him organizing it. It's real people. And that's what scares the living daylights out of him. I mean, it scares the daylights out of him. You've got Tucker Carlson saying Ron Paul is for real. I mean, it blows their mind. Wolf Blitzer, whatever, he's on with Wolf, who's up in Columbia, Missouri, got the CNN Express bus up there. I guess they were following Rudy Poot around. And Rudy's, I guess, checked himself in the hospital for flu-like symptoms. And so he's off the campaign trail at the moment. This quick clip here from Ron Paul with Wolf Blitzer.
The Democrats find themselves clearly unable to block President Bush when it comes to the war. At the same time, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul today blasted both sides as big spenders, saying the nation is, quote, going broke.
The executive branch, the Republicans want more money for this warfare state, more money for the military-industrial complex. The Democrats want more money for welfare. That's the problem. But they say they don't work together in Washington. That is not true. They work together very well. They've come up with a neat little compromise. They're going to increase both.
Ron Paul speaking out on the campaign trail earlier in New Hampshire.
I wish you could see the video of this. Wolf was going to get this sour look on his face, like, ah. But the thing, this white supremacist thing is going to blow up. It's going to get big. But I, again, in the end, I think it's much ado about nothing. Ron Paul's been inclusive of people from every walk of life. I've seen it. People just excited about his campaign, about his message, just Americans. I mean, we've got people all over the world who are excited about Ron Paul. But just the chance that this will be the country it once was. Because, I mean, they know that in their own countries they rolled over too easy. And there's a lot of expectations for us here to do something different. And they expect it from us. We've set a high bar here. I mean, we really have past generations here in what they did and what they accomplished. It's a high bar. It's a huge bar that's been set. And it's up to us, the future generations, to see that goal's met. I mean, failure's not an option. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This is our last shot at the ballot box, and we've got to make effective use of it, because the message is easy to understand. It's freedom and liberty. The government lives within their means. What's hard with that? And you stay out of everybody else's business. I mean, wasn't that basically what you were told? You know, you tell the truth, you don't lie, you try to live a good life and take care of your business, and you stay out of everybody else's. I mean, that's pretty darn simple stuff. I mean, there's not a whole lot. Don't need to focus group that. Don't need to have policy sessions around it. It's straightforward. And that's the beauty of it. Don't need all this complex rhetoric and rigmarole and... But that's why his campaign has gotten so far on so little. That's because they're not focus grouping all the time. I mean, heck, they're even over there focus grouping the Iraqi people determine their satisfaction regarding trash pickup and whether or not they've got enough heating and cooking oil. Over there. And by the way, Iraqis are satisfied with the amount of oil, heating and cooking oil that they have. The percentages are going up. They're 22%. Last time they were at 18. Just thought you'd like to know. So, that's what we're spending money on over in Iraq, focus groups. Come on over, we'll feed you a steak dinner, and you can answer our questions. Oh, we gladly answer your questions. What are we having, steak? Oh, yeah. What questions you want? Do I need to mark yes? Oh, yes. Can we come back next month? Yes, you can. Thank you. Oh, good. What are we having next month? Italian. You'll love it. Spaghetti. When you get 4 and 5 million people in the country hungry, and you're going to wine and dine them like they do at these focus groups just to get people in, they'll answer the questions any way you want them to ask them, or answer them any way you want them asked or answered, or however. Just if it's yes, it's yes. If it's no, it's no. Okay, we answer here, boss, whatever. Where's the steak? It's like getting soup at the mission. You got to hear the preaching before you get the soup. And it's always gurgling in the back, smelling good. But no, that's why they're into this, is just to get rid of, to try to neutralize him. That's why they put keys in, thinking they can neutralize him. That's why the bounce with Huckabee, to try to neutralize Ron Paul. And they're finding out in the end that Huckabee's got as many warts as Giuliani. And we're going to find warts on Romney, too. McCain, I think McCain has some serious mental health issues. I don't think he's crazy. I just think he's getting a little addled. You can see in the debates, you can just see the confusion. And when he was talking about Hitler and our isolationism here in the U.S. being the reason that Hitler came to power, you could tell Ron Paul was ready to smoke him. I mean, was just really ready to let him have it. But he didn't. He was a gentleman. And he was pretty soft, at least in my opinion, in what he said. Because, I mean, hey, he could have laid it all out for him and made McCain look so stupid. And ended McCain right there. But I just don't see that as the type of guy that Ron Paul is. He allowed McCain his dignity when he could have just ate him for lunch. And that been done with it. But, up to 8% in Iowa. A lot of money. They're looking for students to go up to Iowa to campaign for Ron Paul over Christmas vacation. Go to the website, ronpaul2008.com. And I think they're going to do 300 total students, I think 150 at a time. And so you go up there and they'll pay your room and board. That's very cool. And I think they've got a number and everything for you to call. And even if you just want to go up there and do that, they've been listed some local hotels, and the prices from what I saw were like $250 a week at the most. I know for some that's quite a lot. Around here it's quite a lot. But still, if you're able to do that and in a position to, I mean, that'd be kind of cool to do. And I mean, there's people going from all over the country to help in New Hampshire. You got the Granny Warriors that are traveling everywhere on their bus. We need to get them on the show one night. Yeah. And let the Granny Warriors on here and get them wound up. And let them run. They're two great gals to listen to. But get them on. There's people, all ages, all walks of life are tuned into the message, and more tuning in every day. And it doesn't matter what your party affiliation is, what your background is, the message is the same. And after the top of the hour, I'll play a clip for you here. Of C-SPAN callers. The vast majority of them that called in gave to Ron Paul. And some of them will tell you why. Some are small amounts, but they'll tell you why. And I talked with a guy the other night on TrueNet Radio that had made three mortgage payments behind. But he's still out waving signs and stuff for Ron Paul. He followed the rules and, hey, did everything he was supposed to do, and he's gotten the shaft. Because, again, we've let this whole thing run out of control. And it's our job to, rein it in. The only way you're going to stop a herd of wild ponies from running, over the cliffs, you got to stop them. And And our country's on the way over the cliff if we don't stop it. And so it's our job to do that, and we will do that. That I have confidence in. I have total and complete confidence that this battle will be won. One way or the other, we'll win it. And it's up to us, I believe, how soon we do. And just how motivated are we to take the country back? I think that's a key thing. Love to hear your thoughts on it. We'll get into some other news when we come back here in a minute. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. On the other side of the break, we will come back and talk about a lady in Florida, a 35-year-old lady that got tasered because she was mad. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program here. Just got this clip sent to me. My good buddy Josh. Well, matter of fact, we'll start a program here on the Josh Reeves. We'll start a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. the Central Time. It's a global reality. I think that's the name he's going to use for it. With Josh Reeves and another one of these young guns that is so well researched and so knowledgeable. And if you're up early on a Saturday, tune in, because Josh has a cool style in how he delivers information. And it's very cool to listen to. I enjoy listening to him all the time on CrewNet Radio. And he's going to be great over here. I'm looking forward to his show. And I've been honored. Guys like Lee Rogers, Rob Bishop, and now Josh. To be a part, you know, getting them doing this in the first, well, not Rob. Rob was already doing it when I first found Rob, but Lee and Josh, you know, being a part of them being on the radio for the first time was huge. And I'm just tickled, that they're getting shows on networks like RBN. That means the world to me that these guys are passionate about what they do and the information that they get and what they dig up is really great. We've got this clip from Rob about Tucker Carlson with Ron Paul, but I've got Gary on the line from Tennessee, and I think we might have a Glenn Beck update. Gary, how you doing tonight?
Are you there?
I am here. I'm waiting on the update.
I got an update. I busted his cojones today good.
Now, have you called into his program yet, or...?
Nah, he ain't ever going to have me on his program. He don't like what I got to say, but...
Probably not.
I accused him of being a girly boy today. You better stay out of D.C. because I saw them old chicken hawks down there like young boys.
Yeah, if he's hanging around some Republican congressman, he might want to be afraid.
Yeah. On a serious note, though, out of all this jest, I like humor.
How you too?
I'll tell. Out of all this humor, a point of seriousness, go back in your mind and remember that, if you can visualize this, that public announcement or news interview that the chief of the Washington D.C. gave when those Washington shooters were doing their thing.
Right.
He said something really, really, totally out of context, and I'm going to make up a phrase. Let's just call it. This is what he said.
Okay.
Donald Duck has now landed in Disneyland. And he said that four times in a row, very slowly and very distinctly. And guess what happened the next day?
What's that?
Shooters gave themselves up. Hold me over. I hear the music.
It's amazing. Gary, thanks for the call. Keep back on his toes. Don't give him an inch. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Hour one is done. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. Hour two right around the corner in 70 seconds. With